This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're finishing up with C.P.E. Bach's Flute Concerto in G Major. C.P.E. Bach was also known as the Berlin Bach because he spent 30 years in Berlin in the court of first Crown Prince, then King Frederick II of Prussia, also known as Frederick the Great. He got the title The Great through his military conquests and expansion of Prussian holdings, which include much of what's now the northern half of Germany, along with swaths of present-day Poland. He also finally broke free from under the Holy Roman Emperor, declaring himself King of Prussia, a sovereign nation, rather than King in Prussia, a section of the larger empire. There's a slight difference in how that's presented. But Frederick also styled himself a philosopher king, like some of the enlightened leaders of ancient Rome and Greece. He was an active Freemason and once arranged an incognito rendezvous with the controversial writer and philosopher Voltaire, who would later spend time in the king's court. It's a bit easy to get carried away with the romance of an enlightened ruler. He was also a ruthless military commander who started bloody wars, but he was also a generous patron of philosophy and the arts, including music. In fact, it's almost certain that this piece was written for him to play. He was by all accounts very accomplished on the flute, which was a popular instrument among amateur players at the time. There are paintings of him performing for his court with C.P.E. accompanying him on the harpsichord. Listening to this concerto, he must have been pretty good, because it takes considerable skill, and no court composer would want to give his employer a piece that might lead to embarrassment. Frederick was also a fan of C.P.E.'s father, the great J.S. Bach. There's a great story about Bach visiting his son at Frederick's court and being shown a forte piano, the precursor to today's piano that was relatively new at the time. Frederick decided to challenge Bach on the spot, giving him a theme and asking him to improvise a six-part fugue. People thought this was a joke. No way he could do it. Well, he did. And he later sent the king a more fully composed version as a thank you for hosting him. But the king wasn't necessarily always the best fit for C.P.E. Bach, who was somewhat progressive in his musical tastes. Frederick liked the old styles. He was a bit conservative, and he didn't like anything too complicated either, which left a little friction between him and his composer. We know from his financial records that he paid other composers much more money for their services, and eventually C.P.E. looked elsewhere for employment. He ended up moving to Hamburg, replacing Georg Philipp Telemann as the director of music there. Telemann was actually his godfather. He's the reason for the Philipp in his name, so in many ways he was born to succeed him. But his time in Frederick's court produced a huge catalog of music, and the king's influence looms over both the music and the politics of his time. Here's the Advent Chamber Orchestra and Constanze Schöpflin with the slow second movement and the fast finale to C.P.E. Bach's Flute Concerto in G Major.
Thank you.
Frederick was called the Great because of his military might, but he must have been a pretty great flute player as well, given that there's a lot of skill involved in playing those lines, especially in that last movement. And C.P.E. Bach was a renowned harpsichordist. Their concerts together must have been wonderful. Thanks to the Advent Chamber Orchestra and Constance Shefflin for putting that up online on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be devoting a large chunk of it to Debussy preludes, but we're going to start off with Franz Liszt's scary Totentanz. I'll see you then.